Hey everybody, it's Adam the Dollar Ben, and I'm here with a special ghost.
Hello, Freud.
I'm here with a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself, Trey?
My name is Trey Dabney. I am not currently being held in Adam's basement. I am in good health. I have been well taken care of.
Anything you want to say to the people real quick?
Yeah, just hello to everybody. Sorry I haven't been around. Got a baby on the way that's more important than any of you. So I'm sorry. Now that Adam has swung by, maybe we'll get to talk again in the future. But maybe not. I don't know. Good to see you. Thanks for asking. Bye.
All right. Let's get this thing started.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let me do the little intro thing. Okay, so hey guys, this is Adam with the Dollar Ben. It's a new year, just about to be, depending on when this gets posted.
Let's be realistic. It's probably going to be a new year.
So it's February 2010.
Within
Happy Valentine's Day.
With a new year comes new techniques and stuff like that.
14th.
What we're going to do is we're going to make things a little bit more efficient in the new year, I hope. And the first step in doing so is we're going to start breaking up our shows into manageable sections and segments. So what you're listening to now is the first of the Dollar Ben, I don't know if it's a Dollar Ben short or not yet, but Dollar Ben short on recent reviews and what we've been reading. Who wants to kick off what they've been reading lately? Oh, by the way, we have Ted, Devin, and Adam here. You'll hear us again in the show that we're going to record our discussion later on, but I figured I'd introduce us now.
I don't know. Do we have any books that we're all reading? Are we all reading Green Lantern or Green Lantern Corps?
I'm a little behind. I haven't read Green Lantern, which is what you just read, right?
Yeah,
I've read all the Corps stuff, though.
Well, not a whole hell of a lot happened in Green Lantern.
This passage, yeah, the one that came out today, nothing really happened.
Yeah, nothing at
this was
all.
The
nobody died and came back to life?
No.
I'm still kind of confused on the whole Necron. Who's Necron and why Necron do I care? Why do I care?
Someone was explaining to me on the forum.
This is one cool
thing. Trey when we need
This is one cool thing about this show. Because it's Devin, Ted, and I, we're kind of like the new school guys of the comic book podcast. We're the ones that have only been reading for the last couple of years, and none of us know who Necron is.
There's no walking encyclopedia be like, oh, 1977.
We don't have a Brandon or a Terrence or a Trey.
I even read the Wikipedia entry on Necron. Still don't know why I should care. I mean, he just seems like a normal character. They just like, you know, they blew up, but it seems like that's been kind of the normal course for this black, like, you know, like for the, because like, who's the guy, Black Hand, is it?
Yeah,
he was like a minor character, wasn't he? And they kind of,
I don't know if gave him a whole bunch of, he's retconned and stuff, I don't know.
Well, I remember, well, I thought someone was saying he was a kind of a flunky before, and then he got retconned into, you know, like all the build up into Blackest Night, it made him a lot more significant character, a lot more ominous, and you know,
I tell you that one issue where was that a lantern issue or was that one of the Blackest Night issues?
Which one?
The one where it basically tells his little,
oh, that was the prelude to Black, whatever that storyline was.
Where
what
he
was
gave
it?
His backstory?
Like, what was it?
Killing his parents or whatnot.
Yeah.
But what was the name of it?
Fucking intense.
Yeah. But it had like an awesome name, the build up story. What was it called? Like Prelude to Night or something? Or
I don't know.
I don't remember. It had an awesome name. But I do remember that. Yeah. See, that's kind of stuff. And like the same thing they're doing with the Flash thing. Like that, was his name Anti Flash or whatever?
Yeah, the Anti Flash. He's been around for years and years.
But yeah, but I mean, he was like a flunky, though. And they made him like this awesome.
He's always been in and out of the Flash.
Well, yeah, Grant Morrison did some shit with him, didn't he?
But I mean, you look at him, but you got to look at him from the Flash. Like he's only a Flash villain.
Okay.
You know, he's not like, he doesn't show up in anybody else's books. As
Which
far
I don't
as I
understand
know.
why he wouldn't show up in Gotham City and just decapitate Bruce Wayne while he's not paying attention. But whatever, that just makes too much sense. But
there's way too many Flashes in Blackest Night, man. There's like five different speedsters in Blackest Night right now.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where like, I mean, I'm reading for the end.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens at the end. Like, I don't care what happens in the middle of the books now. It doesn't seem, you know, it's like, whatever. I don't get it a lot of times.
Well, occasionally you'll get some shit that, like the Last Lantern Corps. Where are we, like, spoilers or?
Yeah. Last Lantern Corps was a couple weeks ago, so we're free to talk about that, especially since this won't be released for a few weeks anyway.
Well, and the next, let's go to the next to the Last Lantern Corps. That Adam has finally read.
The Kyle, oh, shit. Did I give that back to you?
No.
Man, I've meant to put in that stack of stuff I was
returning
to.
That's okay. I'll get it back at some point.
But, so we all knew that Kyle wasn't dead.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know. Well, I remember because I posted on forum. I was like, hey,
it happened.
And I asked because I was wondering when it happened. It was like kind of, you know, like usually like when a character dies, it's like a huge buildup. You can kind of tell it's like the last stand of Kyle. And like the whole issue is being like this badass hero or something. You can kind of tell it's heading that way. Then he dies and like, okay, he died. But this one's just like, yep, he's dead. And yeah. I remember I posted on forum. I was like, why is no one saying anything? Is this like, did no one care about him, or is it like just nothing, or I don't know. Then like, then of course he's back in after an issue. So
yeah, it's just you can tell they weren't going to kill Kyle off just because of who he is now. You know, he basically took the place of Hal Jordan when Hal was gone, and then Hal came back, and then they still kept Kyle. They gave him his own book for a little while.
Had no face.
Yeah, I mean, like you knew that he wasn't really gone. They were setting him up for something, and I honestly didn't think he was going to come back right away. Mm-hmm. I thought he would come back, and I think I like it better that he came back in the right very away. Next issue.
You know, you don't want like the four issue
of like what's gonna happen. Yeah, I'm glad it was just like, because when it ended,
well, I'm glad he didn't end up being a Black Lantern too.
Yeah,
whatever.
But yeah. when it ended, it didn't end with a oh my god, Kyle's dead. It ended with more, it was almost more of a cliffhanger ending than like the next one would be like a eulogy. You know, like you it was more of a cliffhanger, and I think that by bringing him back in the very next issue, especially the way they did. I mean, they've been really building up that love story.
Yeah,
and for them to build up, because you know, it was one of those things like. I mean, that's Kyle's life, though. If you've been reading Kyle, I mean, he falls in love like shit goes wrong, you know, like, and it's kind of the same thing was going on. It's like, man, can this guy get a break? And, you know, but now they're like, hearts are bound together. They got that whole like Dragonheart thing.
Remember that movie? That was pretty cool.
Remember that movie with Sean Connery, Dragonheart? And he was the dragon, the hearts were bound. Same kind of thing. Same principle.
That was sad.
But yeah, their hearts are bound. So, I mean, that definitely opens up a whole new world in the Kyle Rayner kind of Lantern story stuff being.
Yeah. But, like, it's weird because, like, I think the Green Lantern and the Green Lantern Corps have been a lot better than Blackest.
Oh, God, way better.
Oh, tons better.
I think that's where everything...
Nothing happens in Blackest Night.
I think that's
it's basically just like that. And I mean, it's the action, really, I guess.
Yeah, what it is everything... So much happens in Blackest Night, but nothing happens.
Right.
It's, like, a ton of stuff, but it... Yeah. There's no substance to it at all, and I'm not reading
George
any
Perez
of those other tie-ins.
Be drawing it.
yeah, exactly. are you reading any?
Show me a big jumbled up mess of gobbledygook with some rings.
are you guys reading any of the other tie-ins? Like the Batman stuff
and
Superman and
no,
Wonder Woman.
The only tie-ins I've read is I guess the ones in Adventure, and really I've only read one of those.
Yeah,
and that's basically because Alexander Luthor,
is
back. As a Black Lantern.
Oh, really? Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not reading any of those tie-ins, and I think in order for Blackest Night to mean something to me, you have to be reading the tie-ins, because all those characters take place kind of, because none of those characters take place in Green Lantern. It's like Flashes and like Aquaman's and
well,
like...
And the Titans and, you know, like, yeah. I have no
Bruce
effing idea.
Bruce, who's not dead, but is dead, but it's his
that
body,
weird,
but it's
like
not his body, shows up for like
what the fuck was
3
that?
Minutes.
It was,
and
like,
then...
it was like Batman. Like, it wasn't like quotations or something. I was like, really? Yeah.
That was at the end of the last Blackest Night, right?
Yeah, and then he just dies again. He goes back away.
And that's
he fulfilled his.
He put rings on.
Like Wonder Woman and all those.
Donna Troy.
Yeah, so I didn't know you could.
They were supposed.
So they were supposed to be dead. Did Necron come back? Yeah, he can. Yeah.
I don't know, but it's funny because like in Heroes Con in the panels, I remember specifically asking. I asked, I guess Ian Sattler or whoever it was. And I was like, is Blackest Night just a ploy to bring back dead characters? And he said, absolutely not. He said, it's going to be a very emotional story that's going to like bring tears to your eyes. And I don't give a shit about most of these characters.
Well, but like, have we talked to anyone with like a long, like, is Terrence reading these with like, or Brandon reading these with a different kind of emotional level of resonance or something? Or
not that I've really, no one's really said anything about it. I'm figuring... if somebody really had an emotion, and I guess that's why we do these shows. So if anybody is listening and you have an emotional tie to any of these characters, and
yes,
you do
please
see
comment on the forum.
Yeah.
I probably won't see it, but these guys will tell me about it.
You can comment on the forum, or you can just comment on the show. I'm kind of preferring more on the comment on the show lately. The show's drives a little bit more traffic to our site, which we now have advertisements on, and people will not advertise on our site if people don't come to it.
That's how it works in the world.
So people need to start coming to our site. so we can keep doing this. Otherwise, we won't be able to afford to. Just no guilt or nothing. Just letting you know. but yeah, so yeah. Blackest Nights, it's rolling along. Mostly Green Lantern and Lantern Corps is where I'm happiest reading right now.
Yeah,
and really, it's Green Lantern Corps. I mean, Green Lantern's fun too. They're bringing the guys. You know, they're bringing
like
everybody
Lantern
together.
Better. I do like Green Lantern. I do too.
But there's been issues.
I think there's more going on in Green Lantern.
The issue
Corps.
Where Kyle died. It was a Lantern Corps when. Oh God, dang it! Who was the new Ion?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, his. I liked his planet. Yeah, that whole stuff with his planet.
Sodom
that was cool.
Sodom Yacht. There you go. Yeah.
Who's now a?
Speaking of people who
dead,
they
though.
Just
he's
like
a power battery or something. I
he's
don't
like
know
a sun though.
Yeah, he's like
a
sun.
I guess
something
like
that.
He became a yellow sun, so they would all get powers, right?
Or did he just meld with it to make it a yellow?
He like
sun?
Melded with it, so he's alive.
Melded with a red.
Basically,
to get,
that's
make
what
it
they're
yellow.
Saying is he's still alive, but not really. You know, he's alive, but he can never leave the sun or. He melded with it.
I haven't seen any
sort
of explanation on this.
Yeah, I've heard. They
I saw
moved,
him go in
they
there.
They kind of moved on from it, haven't they? They've left
yeah.
the planet. They've
well,
moved
I
on.
Mean, I'm guessing that at some point it's going to come back. And you talk about another love story that was just starting to develop.
Yeah.
You know.
Atrocitus. Oh. Atrocitus is
no, that he's not okay. dead. Because like they've used all the old prophecy stuff with him and all this stuff. Like he has to play a huge part in Black. I guess he's going to die in the end of Blackest Night. Isn't that what kind of what?
Probably, I guess.
I can't remember the prophecy, though. Like, I read that Alan Moore story. I thought it was
in
there.
Did you go back and read that? Have you read
well,
that?
Well, it was the in script? A collection with the Killing Joke, because I had never read the Killing Joke, so I read that. So
what was it?
It was a prophecy. I can't remember. It was, like, vague or something.
Yeah,
it's like
really
Ion,
loose
like,
story.
Like they're going to change it however they want to make it happen. But it made me sound like he's going to come back and save the day or... die for the Blackest Night or something.
Well,
or
if nothing else, it had Blackest Night as a whole has been better than any other crossovers here lately or whatever.
Oh, lately,
you know what I'm saying?
You mean
between
DC
like,
or?
Yeah.
Like, what else has there been?
There's like there's like a ton of DC events
going
on right
think
now.
About the,
you got the Superman event going on.
No, I take it back. Yeah. Blackest Night hasn't been. You mean like going on now? Then I guess you mean.
Right
you
now,
mean like
right.
You're not talking about like Sinestro Corps?
No, no,
like
no.
That.
Well,
you
that's leading
to that.
Up to Blackest Night, really.
Yeah, but Sinestro Corps was bounds above Blackest Night as a crossover.
Even though I didn't know who any of the main principals were.
Yeah. It flowed better is the thing about
it. Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Shorter, too, wasn't it? It seemed like it. Was it?
Okay, there's well, you there's know less what? Books, I'm, less tie-ins.
Well, and I'm biased because I read that in trades. Like, I read that volume one trade, and I waited like 6 months and read volume two
I don't know, but thank God for that because that got me on Green Lantern.
Yeah,
agreed.
The first Lantern book that I ever bought was, that I actually like really bought and didn't get with like a... mixed bag or something when I was like 12 was the Sinestro Corps
same,
first
same
you know the first one
well I did the Ion books but then I remember at the end of Ion basically they're like and Kyle will return in Sinestro Corps War and I was like well then I will start reading Green Lantern again when Sinestro Corps War comes because Kyle was my guy you know I wasn't familiar with Hal
I take that
I
back
now. I am
I
way more familiar with Hal
one
now.
Issue of Green Lantern I bought I think it was like 10 or 12 maybe it was like 9 or something I don't know it's whatever the one where Batman gets a power ring for a minute.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it turned out to be a just whatever issue.
I read 17 is when I started picking up Green Lantern issue 17.
But I just remember when you were 17 years old.
No. Issue 17. So what else is out there, guys?
Spider-Man, Devin, have you been reading any of that?
No, they. I'm trying to not say a. You know, big stream of curse words right here. Cause that's kind of what I want to.
I stopped by Acme a couple weeks ago.
They left somehow or another. I didn't get my Spider-Man 605 and 606. So 604, I told them to get them there for me. I don't care what they got to do. Get them.
You didn't need to go by the snobby shop.
Not then, because he was like, "Oh, we'll get them for you. We'll get them for you." And I'm like, "Okay, well, you know, are they coming? Yeah, I don't know. They're on back order." I'm like, "Oh, Jesus, here we go." So I went to the snobby shop eventually, and they did not have them there either. But So I'm without 605 and 606. So 604 and then 607 through 616 are now sitting at Acme in my folder waiting on me to get those other two so I can start reading the shit, which Ted says has been great.
I got to say, that book it's been really good. It's like, I think I actually finally cast my vote on the book of the year. I said that was my book of the year. Because really? Three times a month, and I've enjoyed it.
Oh, you like it better than Iron Man?
Yes. Yes. I mean, it just, and it may be, it, like, let's say the average issue, if they're close, like, let's say the average issue I have of Spider-Man is close to the average issue of Iron Man, or even Iron Man slightly better. The fact that I get Spider-Man three times a month pushes it way over and above everything else. And it's just, like, you know, yeah. And I have to say that, you know, up before, I think the last time we talked about Spider-Man, we were saying how that a lot of the stuff could have happened even, you know, in the confines of the Mary Jane marriage. Like, now they've actually started to kind of intertwine, like, some elements of single Pete into the storyline. They've been really good.
Like with the Black roommate, Cat.
Yeah, Black Cat stuff. It's been really good, too.
I heard that.
It's been really good.
It's coming back.
I'm excited
And then, like, they've updated, like, certain, and I don't know, maybe they've done things from this angle before, but, like, things have changed a lot. Like, you know, J. Jonah Jameson, well, I don't know if this is a spoiler for you or not. How far are you with what's going on with J. Jonah?
That he married, or his dad married, that they're brothers?
Not just that. Like, what's his profession now, far as you know?
They're not really
brothers. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, well, then I won't say. Okay, but J. Jonah Jameson has a new profession.
thank you for not. That was good for you. That was awesome, Ted.
He has a new profession. They're bringing back his old nemesis,
and more than one.
Nemesis. More than one. But like,
I think it actually might still be Nemesis.
They're doing him in a different way. Like, Electro came back, and now he was like, you know, a crusader for, you know, the average citizen against, like, big business, and, you know, fighting back. And they had an issue about, like, you know, the newspapers getting bailouts and stuff, and, you know, Electro fighting against that. It's different, really cool issues. Huh. Like, Sandman just finished up a really cool arc where he had a daughter. And he has some powers I didn't even know he could do. It's pretty cool.
Marcos Martin's about to come back too for a couple issues.
Really?
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah. No shit. If you look at previews, they've got the, they got the next couple of covers or whatever on there, and they look sick.
It's been so good. Like, anybody, just jump. I mean, I know, I think in the last show, the Spider-Man show we did, we were saying jump in American Sun, catch up. Just buy issue 600, and, like, it's been good. Three times a month. I can't speak highly enough of that book.
Sweet. What else we got?
Any of you guys pick up the, and sales always skyrocket when this occurs, but did you pick up the Jonah Hex book that was with the art by Darwin Cook?
Number 50.
Remember,
I posted on a forum. That was
a really good issue, man.
Incredible.
Like, the last time Darwin Cook did the art on a Jonah Hex issue.
You didn't like it?
I didn't even fucking get it.
Oh.
See, now here's one of the problems. Do I need to really be talking about this? Here's one of my problems with shopping at the shop that I shop at. I love it there. The atmosphere is fucking incredible. Really, you can hang out with those people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a good place to, like, do exactly what the fuck we're doing right now.
Yep.
With like minds, for the most part. I mean, some of the people.
That's how the show started. A bunch of guys
Exactly. Yeah. That's where this came like from. Minds. It was the Acme Comics dollar bin. But the problem is that you know, they don't order as much, especially, you know, in these times that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's if you don't know that something's coming out and you're not ready for it and it's not on your list,
you will probably miss it.
You know, or if you don't tell them to order it. I'll tell you one cool thing that I've been reading is Cowboy Ninja Viking.
I haven't read any yet, but I've been buying all of them.
There's only two out, right?
I've got both of them.
Okay, cool. I've read the first two.
So you think that's cool?
Yeah,
I might pick that up.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool, man.
Just the title alone.
That's why.
Cowboy Ninja Viking.
Well, yeah, it came out. How the fuck do I not buy that? Seriously?
yeah.
But like Criminal, you know, that's never on the shelf. You know, whoever buys it, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's on my list now, but just because I was trying to read it just in trades, and I think I'm still going to read it that way. But now I figured out I have to buy the single issues because of the fucking articles in the back. that people write about about noir movies.
In the
because I love that shit.
See, I never read.
I love
those.
The pinups too.
In the master criminal collection.
Yeah,
all the articles are in it, I believe.
I thought it was just going to be some of them.
It might be some of them.
That's what Brubaker said whenever.
Oh, really? Okay.
One of the panels I recorded, I got to listen in. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, sweet. Yeah. You're going to put those in. I wanted to comment so bad. Meanwhile, I'm like, you know, there's no microphone on me. I've got headphones over on in the corner. Like, wait, bring the mic over here.
Anyway, the Jonah Hex was awesome.
Well, good for fucking
And
Jonah.
I highly recommend trying to get your hands on it. The last time Jonah Hex did art on it, everybody said how good
Last time Jonah Hex did art on his book. Yeah.
Last time Darwin Cook did art on Jonah Hex, everybody talked about how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think it was any better than the previous issues that I had already been reading of Jonah Hex. I thought it was good, but I don't think it was any like a higher caliber. This one, however, was better than especially that story arc, which I didn't enjoy prior, but this was just like above and beyond emotional and everything.
I'm going to say something. You probably won't believe me. I think you're going to call. I did not know Darwin Cook did the art on that until you mentioned it in the forum.
Oh, really?
I didn't even notice it. I mean, because I picked up the cover. I was like, it's really bright. I was like, oh, that's not a normal Jonah Hex cover. And I noticed, it's issue 50. So now this was going to happen. And I read and I just got so sucked into the story. I'm like, you said, it's a really emotional story. And, you know, you find out something. I didn't know that. You know, I mean, like you little pieces of story geeked out that we had never heard. And then I got to the end. I wrote in a form how awesome it was. And then you commented out and I pulled aside like, that is Darwin Cook. Did you notice it?
I was at work. When I was on the forum and I read your comment and I hadn't read Jonah Hex yet. And I was like, and I brought up the whole thing in my head. I played out the whole, you know, well, last time everybody said how awesome it was and blah, blah, blah. I was like, let me give this one a shot and see if this one's just awesome. So as soon as I read your comment, I was already like looking to shoot this thing down. You know, I was looking to go, it wasn't that much better. But about five pages into it, man, it's just like it pulls you right in emotionally and the pacing is insane on it.
Like you said, it probably was better. I didn't even think about it that way, but it probably was better because of that last prolonged, like, what, 6 month story arc or whatever that was.
Yeah, that may have made it better than it actually was, which was goodish, but it wasn't
it
bad.
Been
a lot
an
of
issue
people got
two
oh,
issues.
Yeah, it could have.
Yeah. I hated that. I've complained about that.
And I bet you they go back to the one shot thing and stick with that because that's what works. That's why people buy Jonah Hex. It's the one shot.
Yeah, I don't want to have to remember what happened, like, you know, six issues ago.
Especially when it's like a bunch of Mexicans. How are you supposed to keep them straight, you know?
Whoa.
No.
Whoa. I want no part of that comment.
No, but it was hard for me to keep a lot of the characters straight.
Juan Pablo.
Well, speaking of one of our favorite Canadians, has anybody read Parker the Hunter?
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
where have you been?
Is it badass?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I should have brought. You don't have it?
Good. No,
I'm getting. I brought it. Damn it!
I got it from my dad for Christmas. I picked it up for him. It's actually it's really good.
I was skeptical.
I still haven't picked my graphic novel of the year, and that's definitely one of the three that I'm looking at.
Well, because I did like that one better than that. Much as I like that one better than the Surrogates prequel.
Yeah, I think so, I may have too. I don't know yet though. I
haven't read that,
also,
but I have it.
And also being that it's all nominations, you know.
You gave that back to me.
No, I gave you the Surrogates.
But back. You have the prequel still.
Still have the prequel.
Okay.
Yeah. So being that we're still in the nomination phase on the forums at the Dollar Bin, for nominating issues and artists and whatnot of the year, join on the forums and help nominate. Before we go into voting, probably in February, late January is when we'll kick into that. Mm-hmm. But because it's nominating, like I don't want to waste my nomination or second. So I'm kind of feeling it out. So like if somebody else seconds it, then I'll second something else, you know, because we're just nominating now.
Yeah. I hope somebody gets it for me for Krumu.
Only thing is, it's like $25.
It's a quick read.
Oh man, didn't you read it like three times or something?
I read. I was like, yeah, what? That was quite a quick.
You read it three times?
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, if I say that book takes 11 minutes to read, I might be stretching it. But it's a great book.
But it's a great book. Yeah.
Whereas something like, you know, what was like Krogan's.
Yeah,
it's a couple sittings. Well, no, I take it back.
I read that in 1.5 sittings.
Oh, that was one sitting.
Yeah,
it was really good. I was gonna say, but I mean, it's still the time. Like Parker, like so many, like there's like wordless panels you're looking at.
Yeah,
fly through it.
Yeah, there's a lot more dialogue in Krogan's.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have read that. I think I've read Parker probably like 5 times now. I think I'm up to. It's good. It's really good.
It's good. Yeah.
It's really good. But,
well, if it's that good, I'm still going to
buy it. Even the beginning is kind of bad.
For Christmas,
the beginning is really bad.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
somebody
if you get it for Christmas,
that for
then like,
yeah.
Okay, well.
If you're looking to get me anything for Christmas, Sean and I are registered for our wedding. And we
are
will,
you already registered?
We will accept those as Christmas gifts. We're registered on Amazon.com as Adam Doughty and or Sean Reynolds. And we are registered on Target.com or at the Target stores even. But that's under Daniel Doughty because that's my first name or Sean Reynolds. And we are registered at Target in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Dan Doughty.
So I have a few graphic novels and things on our wedding
registry. I'm not getting you comic stuff. I refuse. You better have like some fucking his and her spatula sets or something.
We already have all that stuff. We already have all that
comic stuff.
Sean and I both.
I always think, you know, you look at these registrations and everything or registries, whatever. Yeah, I mean, and it's
generic
all
stuff.
Shit. For her, like I don't give a fuck well, if it's
dude,
like
you don't want like a Dyson vacuum or something.
Didn't you looked at the list, didn't you, Devin?
Still for it, her,
dude. Devin looked at the list and he said which he was like which Tom Waits albums do you want? And I was like, those are Sean's, man. Like,
like I was like, I'm pretty sure my dad has all those Tom Waits.
Oh,
but
the sad thing is, I have to buy for Sean because I've known her long and I've known you actually. I have to buy for Sean.
She said she'll take whatever, Devin. She doesn't care what format it's in.
Sweet.
She just wants the songs.
Oh, well, I can probably hook her up pretty sweetly then.
But someone's getting an MP3, get a data CDR.
Okay. Yes. One other thing.
Yes.
Now, and this, your future wife-to-be.
Yes.
She also likes this book. I think everybody should be reading it.
Okay.
Actually, I'm not going to say it's that great, but I've really been enjoying Adventure Comics.
Yeah.
It's a fun book. Plus, I like to see Connor back.
Mm-hmm.
I like this character.
Yeah, Sean.
So Connor Kent, was that the Titans guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The clone of Superman.
Right,
and Lex
Luthor. I do want to. Okay, you guys can help me. I do want to read some Superman stuff because everything I've only read like one shots and kind of, you know, non connected stories of him. Like, so what's a good book if I want to get like? And I know Superman is kind of not in Adventure or whatever comics anymore. But like, is that a good book for me to jump into? Or
if you want
to
start
Adventure's
reading like in continuity
read.
Superman?
Yeah.
Oh God.
The only in nothing
or not
right
even
now.
Superman. Like,
there's
let's
no
say,
incontinent
let's say
Superman
Last
that you
Son
can jump
Krypton?
Into.
Well, maybe not like, not necessarily Superman, like the Superman universe or like that kind of area. So should I die? Like,
what
I mean,
say,
was
like,
Adventure
Last
a good
Son?
Place?
I haven't read Last Son yet. I still have it. I'm borrowing it from somebody. I haven't read Secret Identity.
Johns and Donner and all that shit.
Oh, that's that one. That's that. Yeah, that might be a good place. The Johns and Donner stuff, The Last Son of Krypton.
Yeah.
That's where I started, I think.
That would be a cool one for you to read.
Yeah,
especially
since you can read it all in one go instead of having to wait
a
5
cool
years
story,
for the end of the
if you want
to
just read like a cool story, the one that's right after, I think it's like Up, Up, and Away
mm-hmm.
or something. It's like right after Infinite Crisis and Superman doesn't have his powers right then. So
oh,
he
wow.
like goes back to being trying to be like an investigative reporter.
Yeah.
Not retarded.
that little series was pretty cool. There's the Kryptonite thing that Tim Sale and Darwin Cook did.
It was the Superman for All Seasons.
Oh.
Ooh, I love that.
Fuck
I have
yeah.
that. I have that.
That's
I
awesome.
Have that.
Well,
I have that.
Okay, here's another
and
one.
And you're talking about Superman Confidential. Is that what you were talking about? The Kryptonite thing? Or,
yeah,
what,
that was Superman,
right.
Confidential.
Superman Confidential.
So or Superman have you read
one
Superman
book.
Secret Identity?
Yeah, that's music, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was
the
awesome.
Yeah.
that was awesome.
Birthright is pretty good, too.
Birthright?
Mark
Wade? Birthright? Or?
Yeah, Superman,
Superman
Birthright.
Birthright.
It's Mark Wade and Lin O. Yu.
Man, what? Chris let me borrow one of his, those, you know, they had those.
I think we have
food.
Somebody here. Pizza.
You know those, like, oversized, like, Alex Ross kind of books that they did?
Yeah.
Chris had one of those, and it's a Superman one. I cannot remember what it is, but it's really good. It's basically about Superman, like, trying like for a day he tries to save everybody and just kind of finds out how hard it really is.
Yeah,
Up, Up, and Away. And what was it you said, what was the one, where's the one you said you started?
Last Son of Krypton. Or look, and like I say, look for that Up, Up, and Away thing. Okay, so
that sucks.
Commander Adama has pizza.
So we're gonna take a break. And when we get back, we're gonna talk about a book I really, really hated and almost made me throw up my mouth when I bought it. So how?
Well, real quick before we do is anybody reading Ultimate Avengers?
Yes, I like it.
I like it too.
I like it. Dumb fun. That's what I like about Ultimate books. They can like shut their fucking continuity and overthinking just up. Dumb fun.
Yeah.
Smart Hulk that breaks shit. All right, cool. I'm cool with that. I'm on board.
But okay, time for a break. And then Ted will try to not throw up when he talks about some book.
Hi, this episode of The Dollar Bin is brought to you by The Dollar Bin. That's right, The Dollar Bin. www.thedollarbin.net. Stop on by the Dollar Bin website. Why do I have to go to the Dollar Bin website, you ask? I can just get this through iTunes. Well, let me tell you. On the Dollar Bin website, there's exclusive articles and content, links to the forum, videos, quick hits, and lots of fun. That's right, when you stop by thedollarbin.net to comment, you help keep us interested. Comment, comment, comment. While you're there, don't forget to click on one or two of the Project Wonderful ads. It's through them that we're able to do what we do. And who knows, you may just find something else interesting. I know I have.
Hey, this is Adam of the Dollar Bin. Don't forget we're currently holding nominations for the 2009 Dollar Bin Awards. Stop by the forum and nominate your favorites.
Oh, okay. The book that I hated was...
And we're back.
Incorruptible.
I didn't hate it. I brought it with me so we could talk about it because I saw your review of it on
the forum. Is that the one with the Darwin Cook cover? Or is it a Tim Sale cover?
Tim Sale did a cover of it.
Okay.
I think.
It was awful. How did you not hate that book?
Are you reading...
Yeah.
Irredeemable?
Yeah.
See, I'm not reading Irredeemable. I know it ties into it. It's like the flip side of the coin.
Why are you not reading Irredeemable? Why?
I'm collecting it in trade.
The trade's out.
Yeah, I know. I've got it. I haven't read it yet.
Oh, the trade's out?
Yeah, yeah. First two, I think.
Really? I actually think it came out today.
The second trade came out today.
Is it really?
The first trade was already out.
Madame Mirage came out today, too.
The trade of it?
Mm-hmm.
The book's awesome, man.
I did not read that either. But is Irredeemable good?
Oh, yeah.
And why did you want to puke when you read Incorruptible?
Well, because, like, the whole thing Irredeemable, like, well, I don't know how much I'm giving away or not, but it's about, like, you know, the world's, you know, their Superman equipment
going bad. Yeah, the strongest man in the world.
Goes bad. And then the whole thing about the book so far is they've been trying to track down his, you know, biggest enemy, his smartest, you know, most dangerous foe to figure out how to stop him.
Well, holy shit, I just missed a call from Flacco. How random is that shit?
Is he in town?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's Christmas. He probably came home. His family was in Aiken.
Wow. Should I call him?
The old dollar man.
Well, Ted's leaving soon anyway. We can replace him with Flacco. See if anybody notices.
I'm leaving soon for good?
Not for nothing, man. Not for...
Really?
When did Ted start saying not for nothing?
Really?
Not for nothing. I need a catchphrase.
All right. So, yes. Oh. They're looking for... Okay, they're trying to collect all of
those. They're trying to find the bad guy that is, you know, the ultimate bad guy. You know, that's, you know, they're trying to find us to figure out a way to stop the good guy. Who's the Plutonian, I think his name is?
Yeah, Plutonium Man.
Plutonian. I think it's just the Plutonian.
Okay. So they're looking for
Max. And so Incorruptible, it starts out with, you know, there's like this wanted poster for the guy. And it's like, you know, the only known bad guy to stand toe-to-toe
is
with...
Is it like that? That wanted poster kind
of? Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like the guy... What does it say? Like the only... criminal known to stand toe to toe with a Plutonian or something.
It doesn't say that on here, I don't think.
It does say that on the left, you bastard. Oh, yeah.
There it is. Caution, Max Damage is the only known super being able to survive physical combat with a Plutonian.
So, okay, so this guy's supposed to be out there, but no one mentions let's go look for him at all or throughout the entire script, you know, throughout the entire sequence of events and Irredeemable so far. Well, it just seems like a made up, like we're just going to tie this in very loosely. It's literally tied into that. You know, Irredeemable storyline by like one panel at the very end. I think it's just like this book, Irredeemable, came out really popular. Just spin it off and just try to do something with a similar title and to reverse this lazy story arc, just reversing of
is
the
this
story.
Mark Waid writing this?
Yeah, it's Mark Waid.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of late. I mean, like it's coming from really good, you know, really good people where they usually put out really good stuff. It's just really disappointing.
It's funny when I read the first issue of the other one.
Irredeemable.
When I read the first issue of Irredeemable, I finished it and I said to myself, this is okay. I'll wait and see what everybody else says, see where it goes. And then I might buy the trade, which is what I did. So Incorruptible basically came out. And I was like, well, I'll do the same thing. I'll read the first one, see how it goes. At least I'll know what it's about and what I'm talking about. But I didn't think about it. The fact that it tied directly in to Irredeemable. I just thought it was another book that he was going to tell, like, another point of view kind of thing, or another story.
That's what I thought.
And I'd forgotten that it was the Plutonian. I'd forgot that was his name. So then I was reading it, and then I was like, Plutonia, blah, blah, blah. I was like, whoever this guy is, blah, blah, blah. He's gone rogue. And I started thinking about it. I was like, was that his name? Did he? Because he went rogue, right? So I started, like, as I'm getting through it, I'm like, does this tie in? And then, like, the end of it, and you're like, oh, yeah. Yes, it definitely does tie in. So I guess they're going to get closer and closer together and eventually face off in a climatic ending or something.
See, is that what the read you got? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I mean,
he was hiding like a pussy at the end of that.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple things that somewhat interested me, and I might dive back in later or something. Like, you know, they said his power levels fluctuate.
Yeah.
For some unknown reason, then of course
that sounded like some loose ass writing to me.
Sounds like we're just making shit up. You just reminded me of based on saying that, just reminded me of another book I want to talk about, but this is on a good scale.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah, it's just, you know, I think, you know, just another, you know, they're just teasing up this, you know, all right, we're going to go 5 issues in before we find out why he's good now.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of hinted at it, you know, but, you know.
Well, I think he just got, yeah, I think they kind of explained it at the end.
They explained it some way, but, like, there are certain things, like, you know, he's got this ridiculously hot, like, apparently 17-year-old chick he's banging. Like, you know, seeing the Plutonian blow some shit up isn't gonna make you decide like, oh no, I'm not gonna bang this awesome 17-year-old anymore. Thought it was a good idea in the first place to bang a 17-year-old, you're not just gonna stop because of that.
It's funny because when I was reading it, their names are ridiculous. Like all the hero and villain names are ridiculous. Like, what's his name? Max Damage?
Yeah, Max Damage.
Really? That's his name,
I'm sorry,
Max Damage.
That would be my number one name if I was a villain.
Max Damage. But it's like, and then like, and the underage girl, what's her name?
Jailbait.
I was kidding, I don't know.
No, it is Jailbait.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, it is. No, that's it. Her name is Jailbait.
I just made that up on top of my head.
That's it. Jeez. And it's like, really, they're ridiculous over-the-top names, and I thought that was interesting about it. Speaking of which, on that, let me sidetrack over to, like, a different thing. Anybody watch that trailer for that new Kick-Ass trailer?
Hell yeah.
No, how is... What?
Dude, it's all based on Hit Girl.
It is incredible. You gotta see that.
It is, like, so over-the-top, man. And Nick Cage is gonna be in it. Yes! Yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty awesome. It does. Not for nothing.
I'm very excited about that movie.
I was like, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, there's no way they're going to make this movie. They're going to have to. There's no way. And, like, so far, the only thing I can see that they did is they made the girl a couple years older.
I don't think she's a couple years older. I think she's about age appropriate.
Really? I thought in the book she was a little younger.
She looks like she's, like, the girl planner. She's like, she's, like, 10.
No, I thought she looked like she was, like, 13.
Dude, she looks like she's, like, 10 to me. She looks really young. And then she says she drops a C bomb,
yeah,
which
she
is
does.
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah. It was.
Do they show him killing anybody?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. That was like an awesome grabs this guy like a rope that goes around this guy's arm and it sucks his hands like this and she makes him blow his own brains out.
Like she like gets behind him and this rope gets tied around his hand. Somehow like he like pulls the trigger and
pretty awesome.
I don't care how it happened. It looked awesome.
I think I can see them doing like a preview for everyone now. Like Big Daddy's gonna have a red band. It's good. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be pretty awesome. I hope that the story arc is done before the damn movie comes out.
Yeah. I mean, how are they gonna do this? I mean, I guess is Kick-Ass like a limited series or is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
It doesn't have to be a limited series, but I think they're writing it as though it is one. I don't know. But either way, they need to get. I mean, they can't leave. The movie can't end where it is now.
Ooh, Adam, wouldn't it be like such a. Has that ever happened? Like, no last movie, like, for the ending, please see, you know, check out Kick Ass, opening.
Yeah, if you end the movie. That would be hilarious. If you end the movie and at the end of the movie say, to find out what happens next, pick up Kick Ass at your local comic shop. That would get people's asses into comic book stores.
Yeah.
That would. If they just cut off, like, you know, like, good 15 minutes for the end and just, yeah. Check out issue number 15 of Kick-Ass. Low price is $6.99 or something like that.
Coming out in 2015.
Yeah, no shit. What are we on?
Disproportionate hit.
What was like six? Was the last six, one that came out?
Jeez.
Wow.
What did I remind you of?
Dingo.
I read Dingo. What was that? I did read that. Oh, that's the one I recommended, and you picked it up. Did you dig it?
It was awesome.
Dude, it wasn't it? Yeah.
It was awesome. I'm so into that book.
I didn't have a clue what that book was going to be about.
I'm locked in.
Baby stealing dogs?
No, that's not. I didn't go eat my baby.
There was a very large dog in there.
Yeah, there was.
Who may or may not be the actual hound of hell.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's like a demon dog or something, man. He's like, I knew there was something wrong.
Cerberus. The dog's name is actually Cerberus.
Really?
Yeah.
He was like, it's 104 degrees out, and he's not panting.
Giant black dog, and then of course you get to see him like devour like two henchmen. And yeah. It's pretty fucking awesome. And a ham, by
so
the
it's
way.
A cool book.
Yeah.
They deliver on like it's one of those books though. It's like, I mean, it's kind of like when 100 Bullets started. Like you thought, okay, this is gonna be the greatest comic series in history.
I'll have it with me.
Where to go?
Oh, Incredible.
Yeah, it's like sounds like it's gonna be, but I mean, they could fuck it up.
Oh yeah,
but. I mean, you would hope these issues, I mean, like with these books, I understand, like, you know, there's a lot of money in it, but you would hope something like, I would think, you know, perfect, you know, this is just shooting from, like, you know, the hip, but Dingo should be, what, a 20-issue story?
Maybe. I mean,
it just wrap everything up.
How many are out?
Yeah. Just number one. I like the way Boom's doing things, because when they release their story arcs, they'll do, like, a 1-5, and then they'll do another 1-5, and then... They'll start with a zero issue, and then they make it continue. So they'll do like two minis before they actually turn, or maybe more even with some. But I know like with Muppets, they did the two mini series, one of which already existed.
The Incredibles too, they did.
Yeah, The Incredibles. And Toy Story too, I believe they did the same thing. So all the Disney line, they've been doing that. And I dig that. Like, they didn't do that with Irredeemable though. They went straight through with that. But yeah, man, Dingo's good, man. I was surprised. I picked it up just cause, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was super happy with it. Man, Boom's like, I know we talk about Boom a lot, but they've been putting a lot of new stories out lately. That and then Hunter's Fortune, that was good.
See, I think I've been missing a lot. Like, Hunter, I haven't heard of that book.
I will say, I enjoyed Hunter's Fortune. It's not, I didn't feel the same way when I finished Dingo. Yeah. And I was like, man, this is an awesome story. Like, Hunter's Fortune is like, man, this is a pretty cool story. Now, it's written by actually a local kid from Greenville, South Carolina.
Hmm.
He lives in New York now, though, but... Yeah, he's the same guy that
this
did...
the guy who had the other Boom thing?
Yeah, he did that other Boom book, too.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Tell
his name.
Yeah, Caleb Monroe.
There you go.
Is the writer's name. I can't remember the other book's name, though,
no.
That he did. But it was good.
But yeah, go Greenville.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So now he's doing this Hunter's Fortune, which is pretty cool. And then there's actually been a few others. I haven't started reading The Unknown yet, but in the back of one of the books, maybe that's where I read it. Yeah, that looks pretty interesting.
I read the first story arc for Unknown and loved it.
Yeah.
I'm really digging the second story arc, but some of the people on the forum that read it don't dig the second one as much.
Oh, really?
I like it. I think it's really cool. It took a really huge twist, so... It's really good. I like it. It's a good story.
I almost picked up the hard it's collected in hardback, Unknown as now. Picked that up today because I read that preview.
You know, first story arc is solid. You're gonna love the first story arc. The second story arc takes some kind of weird turn. It's huge turns, but yeah.
Like, speaking of like previews, everybody's doing it now, putting previews in the back of books, especially the smaller publishers.
Yeah.
And I will say this though, whatever the hell that like in the Vertigo books, they have that Grant Morrison story, the preview to that new Grant Morrison story. It's going to be a Vertigo book in the back.
Name it? What was
it about? Is that Joe the Barbarian?
Yeah, Joe the Barbarian.
That was one of my talking points for tonight.
Oh, really?
I wanted to talk about
that. Have you read the preview for it?
No, I have not, but I saw like a little snippet.
Yeah.
I think it was like in Comic Shop News or something like that. But yeah, I was pretty interested in it.
See, I read the preview and it turned me off.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was like, if this book just came out, I can guarantee you I would pick it up. I would pick up a Grant Morrison Vertigo book. I would do it. I'd read it. But after reading that preview, I was just like, I don't think this is something I'm going to be interested in.
Really?
So I don't think I'm going to pick it up now. I mean, if you pick it up and read it, you can let me know. But I don't think I'll be getting that first issue.
I really want to try it. I mean.
It just didn't seem like something. You have notes? Is that what that is? Or is that something unrelated?
Yeah. No, this is notes. It's number 4 on my list.
What's the name of it? Joe the Barbarian? It might be in the back of Day Tripper. Oh, speaking of Day Tripper. Oh, yeah, there it is. Joe the Barbarian. It's a little preview in the back of Day Tripper. Day Tripper. This may be... God, I don't know. Like, I can't... I think it was good, I think. But it's so damn depressing, it's hard to say if it was good or not. And it's a number one, and
like, when I got to the end of it, I was like, is this a one-shot? What's going on here? And then I look back, and it says number one. So I'm guessing they're going to be doing a bunch of these, and they may be unrelated stories, because I don't see how this one can relate to any other stories. But it,
I'm guessing I can tell what happens to the protagonist.
So. Not to ruin it for anybody who hasn't read anything. But no, it's just really depressing, man. The whole book's a fucking downer. From the beginning to the end, it is a downer. Downer, downer, downer. The art in it's pretty damn good. And hell, the story's good. And the dialogue is good. And it's just a fucking downer, man. If you're going to read this, don't read it near, like, a gun or, like, a bottle of pills or anything like that, man. Just... And don't read it after reading any... I can't remember what I read before I read this.
No Walking Dead.
Yeah. Don't read Walking Dead before you read it.
We're going to go ahead and put in House of Mystery in there.
Yeah, don't read, like, any other depressing books along... Like, after I finished Day Tripper, I had to, like, read Muppets and, like two other just really uplifting books just to get that shit out of my system.
Yeah, I was at the Snobby Shop the other day looking for my missing Spider-Man's... And that's when I saw that Day Tripper, and I was like, whoa, new Vertigo book? Yeah. How do I not know about this?
Yeah, and I mean, it's Gabriel Bale and Fabio Moon, man.
That too got me.
Yeah.
By it.
And I picked it. I wasn't going to get it because, I don't know, it looked a little too existentialist.
I'm really excited for the first Unwritten trade to come out so I can.
Man, Unwritten's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it. And it's got to be
I think it keeps getting better.
Yeah.
I think
the more we find out about the story, and it's like, yeah. It is getting even better.
Especially after talking to you fellas, I'm glad that I'm waiting for trade.
I get by with the issues. I'm fine with it. There's a lot to the story.
I guess because I read a lot. And I mean, like, a lot. I mean, like, I have to go back and revisit a lot of stuff I read, like, if there's a gap between or if there's, like, a long, continuing story. I mean, maybe it's just me. I just can't keep a lot of stuff straight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that happens. Especially when you got, like, Ultimate books and regular books. And you're like, what the fuck was happening in this one? And what in the... What's going on here?
And that's why I had to cut. And that's why I made a conscious decision to cut down.
How is Ultimate Spidey been since I have not been reading it and you have?
I've been enjoying it. I mean, it's kind of weird. I still have to say that art style is the most distracting.
Parker.
Yeah, dude.
Parker.
Horrible. I'm sorry. It is no. No, we're not jumping in. No, but it is horrible art, and I've been trying to look around it and try to work around it, you know. But the story is actually kind of interesting. What's going on? Like, there's a lot of they're definitely you know, because I think the original, you know, Spider-Man, for the most part, it was kind of like it revolved around what Peter, Mary Jane, like Kong. But, like, even now, like, this is the cast of characters kind of blown up a lot in this book.
Oh, okay.
So, you'll see as you get to it, you'll see what I mean by that.
Well, and Gwen's back, right? Oh, never mind. Don't.
Gwen's back, all right. Oh, okay. But you've seen that first issue. So,
Yeah.
So, he's with Gwen now. So,
yeah. Which is,
And
there's no explanation for that. At least not.
I don't think there has been so far, like, how,
she
like,
came
people
back last
got over.
Time she was Carnage.
Well, she still is, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't know
I'm trying to think they go back through, like, had they done a flashback issue? I don't think they have yet.
See, because I don't know. I mean, the last thing I remember was, you know, the last issue of Ultimate Spider-Man, where there's no talking.
Yep. Don't get me started on that issue.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Which but you blew it up to be like the worst god awful thing you'd ever read.
It was.
So when I read it,
it was.
I was not near as disappointed after I read it. I was like, oh, that wasn't that bad.
Horrible.
It's
kind of
like getting
season.
An allergy shot.
It was like, no, it was an F you. You know, remember how, and this was off mic, but when we were talking about the Angel finale,
I like the J. Jonah Jameson thing or whatever.
Well, see, that should have been the end.
It's not like the Young Liars finale.
That should have been the end of the book. Though that was those last two Requiem books should have been the last issue of Ultimate Spider-Man.
That was in the Requiem.
That was the Requiem book, see? That was my whole point. I'm like, you ended Ultimate Spider-Man, not in Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Like, the last issue of Green Lantern was actually in a Blackest Night book or something. You know, it'd be weird. Like, okay. That Blackest Night number 8 was, like, the last issue of Green Lantern.
So then, flash forward to Spider-Man, Ultimate Comic Spider-Man number
what
one.
What you see in issue number one is, I think, all the flashback we've gotten. Unless I've forgotten something, which I don't think I have.
That's unfucking believable.
But it's going to come later on.
I'm sure it will.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be
But, like, how much time has passed? What the fuck? Why are Pete and Mary Jane not together anymore?
Don't really explain it. And and why does everyone look weird? I don't know. No, we haven't got
that. Why they hired that has been
because
explained
Ted, gravity is stronger in future Earth than it was.
I don't know, like, and everyone's heads are cylindrical or something. Like, see, and not to, like, you know, because I hate doing stuff like this, because, like, you know, everyone creativity is their own. But, like, how'd that guy get that job? I mean, like, did he draw, like, a test sample and, like, they pass around and some people are like, you know what, this works for me. Who voted yes on that? I mean, was there literally, like, no other artists free?
God, I wish they had Bagley back.
I love him. That's Spider-Man. Why can't he just come? I mean, because the sad thing is, you know, that they brought him back for, like, a special issue. Everyone wanted him to stay on. And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, his. And I'm pretty sure he would draw an awesome, like, love comic. Or, like, he needs to be drawing, like, an updated Riverdale comic or something. Like, whoever's drawing Ultimate Spider-Man right now. Like, you know, but the fact that he's drawing what he's drawing now is awful.
But the storyline's been okay.
Storyline's been good. You know, they're introducing some villains, you know. It's okay.
Was that the hood on one of the covers?
No. No, it looks... I thought it was, too. I was like, that Ultimate Hood? But no, it's not. and another twist in this book, which is going to be... which would be funny for you to, when you read it.
Why do I immediately go to vagina when I hear that? The Ultimate Hood.
The Ultimate Hood.
I actually went to Ice-T. I was like, The Ultimate Hood, starring Ice-T.
God. Yeah, it's weird. But no, and, like, another twist in here is so funny. Like, you know, the public loves him right now. He can't do wrong. Like, so it's, you know, because everything, you know, because with the way he died, you know, everyone witnessed it in J. Jonah Jameson's, you know, last article about him and everything. Yeah, it's, everyone loves him. So he can't do anything wrong in this. So he's, like, fucking up. And he's getting, like, you know, somebody tried to set him up for something. And they're like, oh, fuck. Punch Spider-Man to do that. So it's just so funny just, like, compare that to, like, the incontinuity, like, stuff. It's hilarious.
It's like the opposite sketch for old Spidey.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. So, no, but I'm enjoying that book. I mean, I you know, from, you know, if you go back to the old podcast and, you know, listen to me say how much, I'm never going to read that. I'm going to go.
And I really
dug it. So.
Yeah, I didn't pick it up, but you're digging it. And I'll wait till issue 100 like I did last time.
Jeez.
10 years.
I'm the only one reading Wolverine Weapon X, right?
Nope.
Are you still have you caught up on it?
I have not read this issue that came out today.
Oh, you read the start of the story arc?
Yeah.
Is it badass or
it's
what?
It's fucking crazy.
Oh, see, I'm behind then. I've only read, like, I guess I read...
You stopped reading at Laser Claws?
Yeah, that's the last thing.
Yeah, it's a whole new story now.
It's crazy.
Like, whole new. He's, like, in this, like, sanitarium.
Out, yeah, he's in this insane asylum, which is not right.
No.
At all.
This issue is crazy.
Somebody's got some sort of mind control over him, and, like, they give him their medicine.
Wait till you see the way he's doing mind control, dude. It's nuts. It's so weird, man. And this one has a sexy nurse in it, too. What do you think when they?
No, I don't know.
I want to see the script. Does he write in the script? Does he write? No, it's not the bandage chick. It's not the bandage nurse.
I was about
nurse.
To say.
No, it's actually.
Ain't no telling who's behind that.
It's not bandage nurse. It's I wonder. I want to see Jason Aaron's script if he's just like. Sexy nurse looks like porn star.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, is that what it says in the script? I don't know. But this is the second to last issue of this story arc.
Oh, wow. I missed that.
It is crazy, man. It's crazy. This one starts to, this one explains, like, how he got there, and it starts giving some backstory.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely opens up where you're just like, I remember the first issue, I was just like, dude, now how did he, come on. What's going on here?
Yeah.
And this explains it.
By the way, take your medicine and these popping buttons and shit.
Oh, yeah, man. It's so creepy. It's so creepy.
Fucking wow, dude.
But yeah, the doctor dude is weird as can be. And
yeah, that fucking mask that looks like V for Vendetta, but a woman.
yeah.
Oh, man.
This is it's pretty weird, man.
That was funny. They put Wolverine in a Spider-Man mask. Interesting choice you have there.
Yeah.
By the way, I think someone's hacked into your girlfriend's Facebook account.
Why?
There's, like, a message on here about her free teeth whitener that she got at whitesmile10.net.
Oh. Well, at least it's not gold or whatever the fuck it was on our. What were people trying to peddle on
World
our
of Warcraft? Dude,
they're always, they're always peddling fucking World of Warcraft gold, man. What the hell? Nobody wants your damn gold. We have advertisement space on our forum. Do that like everybody else.
I want to say, Power Girl, I originally started buying this because of the boobs. No, that's not why I started buying it. No. But the facial.
That's Amanda Connor.
Amanda Connor and Pomyati and Gray. Dude, the facial expressions that Amanda Connor draws are freaking hilarious, man.
Especially
on Power Girl. She always has this, like, are you serious look on her face. Like, and it's just like her reactions to things are beautiful, man. It's just, oh God, the story arc is ridiculous. And it's like Power Girl knows it, and obviously Amanda Connor knows it, you know, and, you know, it's just really, really, really entertaining.
Can I see that?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What number? This is number 7.
Yeah, it's number 7. The Power Girl story has been okay from the beginning. I started reading it because they were doing Terra, and then that went into Power Girl, and it was like, I was like, I'll give it a shot because, you know, Amanda Connor drawing Power Girl, you know it's going to be entertaining at least.
Yeah.
And it has been entertaining. It's not great, but like I said, it's just little things like that. It's little things like her expressions.
Well, the only thing I've read by
and the humor,
her was,
it's so much hidden humor.
Was
the pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which that was way the fuck over the top.
I loved that. That was an awesome book.
Holy
it was hilarious.
Shit.
And it's kind of like,
God, this is just the worst costume. I just can't even get over how unbelievable.
Well, oh, man. You got to listen to.
It's so bad.
And this totally gives it away because of the obvious lead into it. But in the interview that we did with Joe Rubenstein, Joel and I did, which is on the site now, Joel was like, tell me a funny story, you know? So Joe was like, okay, I'll tell you this one. There's this guy was working on this book, and then, you know, something about like editorial was like had him in a grip or something. I don't know. Something weird was going on. So he was just like, here's what every issue of this book. He kept drawing the main character's boobs bigger.
Like he just kept getting
like they did every issue. He drew them a little bit bigger every single issue, and then like issue like 10, editorial was like, "What are you doing? You know what is going on here?" And then that's kind of where they stopped. And that was Power Girl. That's how Power Girl's boobs got so big, because the guy drawing it increasingly made them bigger every issue.
All out of spite.
Yeah, yeah. It's like some sort of like he was testing the waters or something. I don't know. But that's how they got that big.
Huh. That's just uncomfortable.
Interesting.
You got to think about like how much she exercises and works out and everything.
Oh,
just metabolism alone would eat those things away. There's no way they... And think about her range of motion, how much better a fighter she would be if she was
like she's lucky she has that super strength. Otherwise, she would have back problems.
Yeah.
For sure.
She's got some serious Kryptonian boobs, that's for sure.
Okay, hey, this is Adam. I'm going to cut us off right there. That goes on in a way, way inappropriate direction for about another half an hour of stuff that I don't want anybody to hear ever. So we all decided that we are going to kind of keep that one in the room. I hope you guys enjoyed our reviews. We never really got to the actual show. We did that forever. And like I said, we got sidetracked. And we will catch you next week with a new segment being brought to the show. And I hope you guys enjoy it. We had a lot of fun doing it. And I hope to get more on the way. Also, we have, thanks to Joel, about 8,000 interviews lined up. And You're gonna get some pretty cool stuff from the Dollar Bin in the year 2010. We are excited. A lot going on. The only thing I ask is for all of our listeners out there to help us stay enthusiastic by commenting on the site and letting us know you're out there. If not, you know, I get it. I listen to a lot of podcasts that I don't comment on. Of course, they have thousands and thousands of other people that do. You know, we do it because it's fun. Hope you enjoy listening. Let us know. And we'll catch you next week.